Well, this is Pastor Woodson Moore coming to you from Fairton Christian Center in Fairton, New Jersey. And we are off to a good day, are we not? You got out of bed, opened your eyes up, gave a big yawn, and here we go. And we're going to live it for the Lord, aren't we? You know, this program is on Christian radio stations, so I'm assuming that most of the people that are listening are people who have already made a decision to give their heart and life to Jesus. If you've never given your heart and life to the Lord, it's the biggest mistake you will ever make, because the entrance into Jesus is the entrance into truth and into life and into fulfillment of the reason you were created. I remember it's probably 20 years ago, I was coaching the basketball team at the academy, and we were on our way to Dayton, Tennessee for a national basketball tournament. We're in the van, and the boys on the team, they're all pretty much all asleep, and I'm just driving along, and the Spirit of the Lord spoke to my heart and said, "This is the reason why I created you." And I'm thinking, this is the purpose of my life, to not only pastor the church, but to be the superintendent of the school and to coach the basketball team, really fulfilled me. I love basketball. Played basketball all through high school, made all conference, all district, honorable mention, all state and state of Missouri. Went to college on a basketball scholarship, lettered all 4 years. You know, I love basketball, and I love coaching basketball. But I'm thinking, that was my purpose. One of my purposes was to be made to be driving this van on the way to Dayton, Tennessee. And you say, well, that's not a very great purpose, is it? Well, I had tremendous influence in the lives of those young men. I still love them very much. They were my basketball team. They were a great basketball team. I think, I don't know what their record was, something like 28-6 or something like that. We were a good basketball team. Got sixth in the nation that year down there. Fifth in the nation. And I was happy. See, if you're the president of the United States, or if you're the head of a major corporation, and you have all this power and all this authority, and you're not happy, you're not fulfilling the purpose you were created for. The Bible deals with that very concept in Proverbs on several different verses. It says you're just better off living in a shack and being content than living in a mansion than having a lot of frustration with it. You're better off just eating a bowl of soup than having a stalled ox, having a steak every night, the best that the world has to offer as far as that, and contentment with it. Why do people want power? Make them feel secure, make them feel safe, make them feel important. See, Jesus will do all that for you. He will make you feel safe. He'll make you feel secure because he will put a shield of favor around you. He will protect you and keep you. And he will make you feel important because you are important. He would have died just for you. He would have left heaven and just for you. Remember Kenneth Copeland saying one time that he was just going about his business, and the Holy Spirit spoke to his heart and said, "I want you to go to Jerusalem. I want you to go to Israel." And so he said, "Okay." So he bought his ticket. He went. He said, "I'm here, Lord. Well, what do you want me to do?" He said, "See that man over there?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "Go witness to him about me." So Copeland did it. And then he said, "What now, Lord?" He says, "You can go home now." He said, "Wait a minute. You had me fly all the way over here to Israel and spend all this money just to witness to that one man?" He said, "Yeah, it's my money. And I love that man, and I wanted him to know about me." Now, you see how important you as an individual can be? I was down in mainland New Jersey. It's been several years ago now. And I was coming back to Millville. And if you know, there's a circle down there called the Sears Circle. And if you go and take the first right, you wind up going to Atlantic City. But if you come on around, you come on up to the Hamilton Mall, and then you come back. Well, somehow, and I'm very good at directions. Somehow, I came around there, and I took the road to Atlantic City. And I'm driving along, and all of a sudden, I see the baseball field down there. And I'm saying, oh, boy, I made a wrong turn. So I turn around, and I come back. And as I'm coming along the road, I see this young boy just walking alongside the road. And the Holy Spirit says, pick him up. I said, no, I'm not going to pick him up. I don't even know who he is. And I'm coming up on him, and the Holy Spirit says, pick him up. I said, no. Went on by. Holy Spirit said, pick him up. I said, okay. So I had to turn around, go back, and then turn around again, came up. I picked him up, got him in the car, introduced myself, found out who he was, and I said, are you a Christian? He said, no, but my brother's in this prayer group, and they've been praying for me and wanting me to give my heart to the Lord. I said, do you want to give your heart to the Lord? He said, yeah, I think I do. So I pulled off the side of the road. We prayed together. He accepted Jesus Christ in his heart and life, went back up to the circle. He said, well, this is where I get off. And so I let him off. Now, I don't think that was an accident. I think I was brought to him because that young man was important to the Lord. And you are important to the Lord. And he has created you for something specific, something good, something wonderful. And it doesn't necessarily have to be the President of the United States. It could be something that the world would look at and say, that's very minor, that's very unimportant, but not if that's what you created for. And you have to remember the parable of the talents, you know, the five, the three, the one. And the Lord expects as much out of the one as he did out of the five. And to the Lord, the one was just as important as the five. You're important. You're valuable. There'll never be another you. And eternity and a new heaven and a new earth, they're awaiting you. And the Lord has unbelievable plans for you. But you have to give your heart and life to him. And don't be afraid of him. He's not going to abuse you. And he's going to make you to be filled with joy and peace and happiness and purpose. You're better off having freedom from guilt, freedom from sin, freedom from all the things that cause people to do terrible things, drink and use drugs and stuff to try to get their minds free of what's there, and just be worshiping the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. He has a benefit package that the world can't even begin to compensate with. And let's go over to what Jesus was talking to Peter. He said, Peter, who am I? And Peter says, you know, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus turns to him and says, flesh and blood's not revealed this to you. This is something my Father has done. And on this rock, I will build my kingdom. And so some aspects of the church have taken that to say, well, Peter was the rock, and the church was going to be built on him. But I think the real meaning of that was upon this rock of revelation that the Father has revealed to you, Peter, that I am the Son of the living God, and upon this rock will I build my kingdom. That I am Jesus, the Messiah, the promised one, the one that was coming to heal my people, to set my people free, to take away their guilt, to take away their fear, to take away their frustration, to bring them into my kingdom over which I am Lord, into a new life, a new way of living. And that's for you. You have been called, chosen, you have responded to that call, you've given your heart and life to Jesus. Now you are a new creation in him, and you can praise him and bless him every day. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name.